On Saturday, the city of Murfreesboro is holding a variety of events celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Saturday, it begins with a 5K starting at 9 a.m. Then at 11, the 24th annual parade kicks off at 7th and Walnut. Here is Murfreesboro Kiwanis member Angelo Fiorino.
Now, right before the parade, we have another group that will be having an anti-tractor run, where they'll have about 40 anti-tractors.
Tomorrow's parade ends at the Murfreesboro Youth Center, where kids can enjoy a variety of games and crafts. Fiorino says if you'd like to be in the parade, there is just one simple rule: green.
That is one of the requirements. If you're in the parade, we don't care if you advertise or what, but you have to wear the green.
The parade starts at 7th Street and runs west on Walnut to 18th Street to the Murfreesboro Youth Center, where kids can choose from many activities.
That's why we set this up. When they come through the parade, they're organized, and when they go into the youth center, they have all that area in there to do whatever they want. Every kid's got a different like or dislike. And there's going to be an event of some sort for each one of them, no matter what they're interested in, like the art thing, the reading, the T-shirt, making T-shirts is one of the fun things. We have a number of local animal shelter is going to be there. St. Francis is going to be there. The concern that has the care dogs, the dogs that help people out, will be there, and they will be available for the kids to pet, whatever. They will be in the parade first and then end up down there at the kids' event.
Saturday, St. Patrick's Parade starts at 7th Street by St. Andrew's Church in Murfreesboro at 11 a.m. And Fiorino adds several groups are heavily involved, including the Murfreesboro Kiwanis Club and the Murfreesboro Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kevin Boucher.